This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent. I'm Paul's youngest son. Be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free to give us a call at 855-660-4261. Again, that's 855-660-4261. And we had our daylight savings time happen today, so seems like we're an hour earlier, but it's right on 6, so in the east. So good morning. It's still going to be dark out there for a little bit today, but we'll get some of that light at the end of the day, so that'll be nice. I know here in New England, get a little bit of a sloppy mix of weather coming today, but if you look at the long-term forecast, it looks like spring is on the horizon. Getting some 40s and high 40s this next coming week, maybe even up to 50 a few days, who knows. But spring is on the way. One last snowy mix for us. We had where I was plowing on Sunday night into Monday last week, they said, 4 to 8, 3 to 6 inches. I was in Winchester, and we got about 16 inches of snow, so that made us feel like, all right, like I was saying last week, the Punxsutawney Phil lied to us, but, he still has a couple weeks left, so, and, looking like we're getting better, so that'll be good for us to see some good weather coming our way, because I'm done with winter. I know a lot of you are too. It's time to get ready for spring. Time to have some great things happen for us out in the garden, outside. So we'll hope for the best soon. But like I said, the weather looks like it's going to be coming right up, being better for us. So that'll be great to do. So let's hope for the best here. Anyways, be here till 10 o'clock, answer all gardening questions. We can take your questions from our emails. We can take them from our Facebook page. We can also take them from Messenger on Facebook. We'll take them all over the place. But feel free to contact us there as well as calling us. But if you wanted to email us, you could go to our website at paulparent.com. Click all the way down on the bottom where it says ask a question or email us there, and we can get to you during the show today. We've got a bunch of questions we can answer from our emails today. We had some good questions from there this week. A lot of people were looking at the newsletter. The newsletter's coming. It's been back now. We had missed a couple weeks, but we're back in full effect, so hopefully you guys are signed up for that. If not, again, you can either email us or you can sign up on the website at paulparent.com to get some of the latest news. Where it's a lot of great information there that my father had worked years upon years in doing to get it out there for everybody. So, you know, take a look at that newsletter. We spend a lot of time making sure it gets out there and has some of the good stuff for you guys. So, you know, take a look at that. And again, we'll be here till 10 o'clock doing everything we can to help you. So, you know, give us a call. You know, take a look at some of these newsletters. I know last week we did some evergreens. We talked about the Canadian hemlock. We talked about the white pine. We talked about the Norway spruce. So some good information of some, you know, nice conifers, some nice evergreens that will get some height to you in the landscape, and it'll grow well in New England. Some of them have some really cool, you know, the new growth with the cones on a Norway spruce. It's just really good looking. That Canadian hemlock, you know, can't beat it. It's one of those strong, sturdy ones, unless it's got the woolly adelgid, but that just means the plant was already weak at that point and can be taken care of. There are ways to take care of the woolly adelgid, and we can get into that a little bit later. We have some different ones out there. You know, they are working on trying to get rid of some of the one of the main products on there, the tree and shrub product, in some of the regions. They're called, for short, they call them neonics. That's a type of insecticide, the way it works on the plant. But you know, a lot of the companies are trying to figure out a better way to do it, so it's not going to affect insects, certain insects, you know, like our bees, etc. So, you know, there'll be other ways to do things. You know, some of the oils would work well to be spraying on some of that woolly adelgid if it was out there. That would be something that you would have seen in the fall, that little white powdery substance on the branching. There's a great product out there for right now that works really well. I know in Connecticut you can't get it, and I think some of Maine you might not be able to get it. But the annual tree and shrub is a great product to be using on that insect called the woolly adelgid. It translocates through the entire plant and will help prevent the adelgid. So it is a good product to be using for that. So, but you can definitely take a look at some older newsletters. Everything's timely, right on time for what we're looking to do and at this time of year and what else we're, you know, looking at, that type of thing. We want to make sure everybody sees that type. Again, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And give us a call. We'll do what we can to help you out. You know, like I've talked, for the past few months here, you know, sign up for some different newsletters out there. You know, not just you know, our newsletter. You can go out there. You know, I look at a couple. One's called The Spruce, and another one that my mom forwarded me the other day and said my father used to really like looking at. This one was a Better Homes and Gardens newsletter. Has some, you know, different information, timely information, and it's not only just for, you know, the New England region. It'll actually show on here different zone hardiness, you know, for the lower zones, and then for the higher zones. So the lower zones all the way to 7, and then higher than 7 on your zones. So some pretty cool information on there that I was taking a look at. This last email was a lot about perennials. Perennials are very popular companion plants in the garden, and they're definitely something to be taking a look at. You know, this week they call it superhero perennials. So it's pretty cool. It's got a bunch of different information: how to divide perennials, long living perennials to use in the garden, and perennials to grow in tough conditions. So we can go over a few of those things later today, but that's just a few of the things. I like to, you know, there's a lot of great information out there to be learning about in the garden. I always try to learn something new each week, you know, best I can in the garden. And by getting some of these newsletters, it's like, oh yeah, I knew that, or oh, that's a great idea. So I like to pass those along to you guys to, you know, help you out and make that garden a little bit stronger each year. We can, I'm going to talk a little bit more about some soil tests. I know I've got a few emails this past week. Natural Alternatives is offering a free soil test. You have to either give them a call so they can send you the soil sample bag that you can send it back in. You can give them a call, or you can go onto their website and you click on their soil sample, and the code that you use would be soil test. And I'll make sure I mention it a few times today, because this is a great opportunity for anyone who, you know, has had some issues in the past, and, you know, they're just like, I can just use that simple pH test kit, or I can use one of those soil probes, etc. You know, this is going to get you some more information. So this is a great opportunity to take a look and see what you can do. For free, that's great results and great information that could really help you for the entire year. So once the ground starts to thaw a little bit, it should be definitely try to take advantage of it, because there's going to be a lot of people taking advantage of this free soil sample. But again, it's at naturalalternatives.com, their website, and you take a look, you know, their products that they have. One of them is a soil sample. Click on that. The code, or the coupon code, is soil test. It'd be great to get a free soil test done. They will give you some great information. You can always forward it along to me, and I can help you out with that as well. So see what we can do to help you out today, and we'll be right back.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com, call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We'll be here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Go on our Facebook page at facebook.com/Paul P. Garden Club. You can send us some few emails there, or Facebook page, Facebook messages, etc. We'll do everything we can to help you out today. So feel free to let us know what your questions are, what we can do to help you, that type of thing. So one of our messages here today I got from Karen Smith. She was wondering, she was up early this morning at 5:05, which meant it was really 4. We can say that today. She was asking, when planting tomatoes, what are some companion plants? And one of the things I think about for a great companion plant, you know, if you're looking to do some herbs, basil would be a great one. I'd love to, you know, have a nice piece of tomato, some mozzarella cheese, and throw some basil on there. How great would it be to have fresh from the garden, you know, your tomatoes and your basil right from each other, next to each other, clearing in that same area? That'd be a great one to have. Now, you can obviously have some of your regulars, your peppers, your carrots, those types of things. You know, one great thing that you can be putting in a vegetable garden, putting around would be marigolds. You know, this marigold, actually, the smell of it is almost like a repellent to some rabbits. They don't like it. They don't like that smell. So, you know, that would be a good one to put in the area. That's a nice one. You know, like I said, you know, carrots, peppers. You can use some onions. And, you know, some types of leaf lettuce. Those are some nice, easy ones. So those would be a few that you can be using. So, you know, just a few companions for tomatoes. You know, we're about that time to be starting some plants indoors. You know, some of the tomatoes, your different vegetables. You know, some of those, the growers that have some of the bigger pumpkins each year, you know, they're starting to make that right now. So, you know, take a look at that. This is just a couple things you could be taking a look at doing. You know, starting now is a great time to be doing that. You know, take a look at the package of seeds that you purchase. On the package, it will tell you how many days you need before harvest, how many days before you'll have, like, the, you know, the fruit, etc. So, you know, you'll be able to bring that back and say, okay, this is how many days prior to growth that I need. So, you know, I like to, you know, and I've said this a few times, I like the Burpee website. When you're looking at their seeds, you know, you can take a look and, you know, you want to look at, you know, some of the vegetables that they have. You look at tomatoes, and right on there, you know, you click on a certain tomato that you like, and it'll tell you, you know, the type, what it likes, how big it's going to be, the spread, and the days to maturity. The days to maturity is really when you're starting to get all that fruit. And on here, it'll actually tell you when to start indoors. Now, I just am on their website, and I clicked on a tomato called Honeycomb Hybrid. It's a cherry type, and you can actually buy it in a package of seeds, and they're selling it by plants. You can buy 3 plants already, so that's a, you know, a easier way to start. But if you take a look at it, they have a growing calendar. And it says start indoors, transplant, start outdoors, etc. They actually have starting indoors of this style of tomato. And it says March 7th to March 21st is when you should start it. So we're right in that time. We're in a good time frame right now to be starting some of these indoor, you know, for the garden for this year, to get them really mature before we put them out around May 20th of the year. So, you know, we're really at that time. If you do some indoor gardening, this is when you should be starting for some of these. So definitely take a look at the seeds that you've been purchasing. I know everybody out there who's really into that indoor gardening already knows these things. But for those of you who really want to get into it, this is something you should be looking at right away. So, you know, take a look. Go on to the different websites. But like I said, burpee.com has great information. Even if you don't buy from them, great information right there. We'll be right back.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Graham Watering Tools have been the professional choice for quality and durability. And now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Graham Rain Wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with the 9 pattern revolver spray gun. Use a Color Storm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Graham, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at Graham.com.
Esfoma, the company that makes holytone and plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
2 small tornadoes touched down briefly in Arkansas nearly a week after 23 people were killed in Alabama. Meteorologist Allison Chinchar says it's important to be prepared for twisters.
If there are tornado watches issued at any point throughout the day, please make sure you have your safe plan in place. If you live in a mobile home, get out. You are safer in your car than you are in a mobile home. If you live in a mobile home, make plans ahead of time. Say perhaps with a friend that you can go stay with who lives in a non-mobile home. If that's not an option, an easy solution, head to your closest library.
Up to a foot of snow is possible in the upper Midwest and northern plains, along with blizzard conditions. Daylight savings time is upon us once again. Most Americans will spring forward, turning their clocks ahead 1 hour at 1 a.m. Arizona and Hawaii are states that opt out. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Good morning, gardeners, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent. Be here for till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions, so feel free to give us a call, and we'll do what we can to help you out. Before the break, we were just talking about getting some things ready in the garden, and I was just doing a little bit of research, just thinking about different things that we could put into the garden this year. And again, I was still at the burpee.com website, and they have a whole area for deer resistant vegetables, which I thought was a pretty good idea to have. But I saw a note on here that was great. You know, it says deer resistant vegetables. Choose below from a special selection of vegetables that are deer resistant. Note, if you have a lot of deer and little food, deer will all eat almost anything. So deer-resistant only means it so much. So it was funny to take a look at. But, you know, it made me think of some, you know, things that you could maybe be putting on the outskirts of a garden to try and keep them on the outside and away. You know, different things that they might not like to chew on or take a look at. You know, a lot of cucumbers they don't like. A lot of peppers they don't like. The jalapeno peppers, that type of thing. There's some radishes. The first one that they have on here is a rhubarb. That's one to have out there. You know, a bunch of the more of the leafy types. You know, that you're not going to see above ground with those radishes. Some of the bunching onions. They have some potatoes on there, that type of thing. So it just made me chuckle a little bit when I read that. But there's a lot of great information for different ones of deer resistant. And I was just thinking maybe, you know, putting those on the outside of a vegetable garden versus, you know, putting something that they'll really go after. Maybe some more like the leafy, like lettuces. You know, those are easy for them to chew on. Maybe putting the lettuces more in the center and taking some of these others, you know, some of the peppers, onions, etc., on the outside. You know, and there's a lot of cucumbers on there. And I know that my parents' house, when my father would grow in the garden, he would always have cucumber. And there was one big section of chain link fence that he would always grow, and that was, you know, always on the outside for these cucumbers. going right up the side so they can grow. It's a nice, easier way for them to grow so that they can, you know, the cucumber, as it's growing, can push down and elongate for you. I remember a story that my father used to tell all the time that involves my brother Jason, where, you know, they'd always thought, you know, cucumbers are deer resistant, and they couldn't figure out, you know, if it was deer, if it was some type of like woodchuck or something eating the cucumbers. But what was happening is, you know, they'd go out in the garden and the bottoms of the cucumbers were chewed, and they couldn't figure out what was going on. And, you know, my father was like, you know, this is just odd the way things are happening. And one day he was just walking out in the garden, and he looks over, and my brother Jason, I don't know how old he was, I know he was very young, maybe 6 or 7, so I was barely born, but my father would always talk about how my brother Jason would be out there, and he'd be biting the bottoms of the cucumbers and eating them, because he loved cucumbers so much. And so, you know, that garden pest that they thought, you know, was, you know, some sort of animal was actually my brother Jason chewing on some of those cucumbers. Yeah, so that was, you know, that's a funny memory that I have that my father used to tell all the time. And I can say that now because I know for a fact he's sleeping at this point. So I can get away with those things. But you know, try to give a few different things from our past. That was, like I said, my brother Jason. It was his birthday yesterday. So happy birthday to you, Jason. And we, you know, it's a great florist out there, nationally renowned. Great information that he always gives out for us. So, you know, we'll try to keep the stories early when he's sleeping so he doesn't hear them and I can't get picked on back afterwards. Anyways, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, I was talking earlier about one of the newsletters that I take a look at, and it's called thespruce.com, and I was talking about, it's not just good for, you know, New England. It, a lot of times it'll have different things to do in all the different regions. So one of the ones that I was taking a look at that I really thought was good, and I know February just ended, you know, maybe we should have taken a look at this a little bit earlier, but this article is what to do in the garden in February. You know, and just in case, if you hadn't done it, you can still do some of these things because it almost seems like it's still February here a little bit. But they have some different things for warmer regions, zone 8 and higher, and they have for the zone 7 and lower. Now, since we're in zone 7, you know, in that area, 5, 6, 7, in New England, I like to just tell you a little bit about the different things that you should be doing. You know, really taking a look at pruning trees and shrubs, ornamentals and fruit, that type of thing. You know, maybe taking a look at a hard pruning on a holly bush, you know, while it's still in a more dormant stage versus when it's starting to, you know, pop, etc. Take a look at any of the evergreens for signs of issues. Check outside plants for, you know, animal damage. See if there are, you know, mice girdling around the trunk on some of your Japanese maples or something along those lines, and seeing, you know, what you can do to get rid of that. You know, just, you know, some of the areas, if you don't have snow cover, you know, covering, replacing some of the mulch as needed. You know, just keeping the ground at that temperature that it needs to be, so it'll slowly thaw out instead of that freeze thaw that we could be having at the, you know, at night and in the during the day, the different temperatures. So take a look at that and see what you can do. So we can you know, definitely help you out with a lot of different things today. But like I was saying, you know, indoor potting is a great thing to be doing at this point. And Espoma has a great all-purpose potting mix. Now, here's the dirt on potting mixes. They're not all created equal. Espoma organic potting mix is just what you need to keep container plants happy and healthy. It's heavy enough to anchor the plant, but light enough to give roots and perfect balance of air and moisture. You can feel the difference the first time you grab a handful from the bag. Espoma calls this the touch test. Espoma Organic Potty Mix contains only the finest natural ingredients, plus Mycotone, a special blend of mycorrhizae that builds stronger roots. Use it indoors and out for flowers and vegetables and see why Espoma Organic Potty Mix is the best. You'll grow bigger, more beautiful plants with bountiful blooms. Espoma Organic Potting Mix is just one of a complete line of all-natural potting mixes and plant foods from the makers of Hollytone. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. Organic Potting Mix from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929. So it's very important to be picking the right soil to start your seeds. And like I said, Espoma has a great soil to be using on that. I'd like to suggest a couple things when you're getting ready to put some seeds. If you're, you know, starting indoors at this point, always see what you can do about wetting the soil first. You know, that soil that you get might have a little bit of dampness in it, but it's dry. It's not that wet. So by wetting it a little bit, you're actually going to allow the moisture to take to the seed and the plant later. Easier. So definitely just a tip I have of just putting water into the soil before you plant it and getting it a little moist when you plant to get a stronger base. We're going to go right into the phone lines. So Nathan, who's up first today?
Jim in Massachusetts.
Jim, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, the reason for my call is we own a second home up in right on the Maine-New Hampshire border.
Okay.
So the last few years, we have a lot of shade. Mm-hmm. So I've tried myrtle, pachysandra, and clover. So the myrtle and the pachysandra have sort of established themselves. They've stayed alive. Because it is a second home, I'm not looking to grow grass. Because you have to cut the grass, right? The idea of using a second home to destroy it.
Yep.
So I've tried clover, and when I plant it, it comes out great, but it never survives the following season. And I'm wondering if I'm doing something wrong. I'm using the wrong clover. So it's I use the Dutch white clover, I order it online. It looks great after I plant it, but again, it's supposed to be a perennial, and it just doesn't come back as strong as it does when I first planted.
Okay. Now, when you're planting this, you're putting it in the shade?
Yes, it's all in the, it's a very shady area. It's actually the front of the house.
Okay.
There's a lot of tree cover, so that's why I have to try to plant stuff that will survive in the shade.
Okay. So most of the that white clover actually does like full sun.
Okay.
So one of the reasons why you might be seeing, you know, great success early when it comes out is there's not as, you know, as much leaf cover. It's not, the canopy isn't completely full. You're getting more of that filtered sunlight.
Yeah.
So that could be part of it. The pachysandra and the myrtle love shade. So that's why you've had such great success, in the past with those two.
The issue is, I'd have to plant hundreds of those.
I know.
It's not a huge area. I would say it's probably maybe a 60 by 50 area that's in front of the home. So I guess if it's not clover, what else can I plant other than grass?
So you could definitely be taking a look at a few different things. One thing that might be nice that has a nice fragrance to it and loves the shade, and it's more of a ground cover, would be Sweet Woodruff. It has a nice, Sweet Woodruff's a nice one. It has a nice white flower. It does great in the shade, and it'll spread and go crazy. That's a good one. Obviously, that pachysandra and the myrtle are incredible for those areas. They do really well. That vinca minor is such a good one. Are you looking just, is it the lawn type area? Is that where it is?
So we did some major, well, again, there were a lot of boulders and whatnot, so we moved them, and now it's all flat land.
Okay.
And the earth isn't, like, the soil isn't the best in the world.
Yep.
It's kind of sandy, if you will, because it's near a lake.
Yep.
But, like I said, the clover, look, and my idea here is I don't want to go up and then have to cut lawn.
I have to
cut my own lawn. So I'm looking for something with low cover that will establish itself,
okay,
and hold the soil together, because when if we get like downpours of rain,
yep,
the soil starts to move. So, and again, I know Pachysandra and Myrtle are great, but it takes so long for them to establish themselves. So the sweet woodruff, does that grow quick, or
it's a pretty moderate to fast grower, so that should do well. You know, one other one to take a look at would be ajuga.
Ajuga.
It's also called bugleweed. That's a great one. It has some different colors to it. If you want to, I'm about to go to break. If you want to hang tight, I can answer some more questions right after the break for you.
Sure.
All right, so hang tight. We'll be right back.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com, call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
If you like the garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Are you tired of insects ruining your trees and shrubs? Need a product that will prevent insect damage on tall trees? Well, Vonide has the answer. Annual Tree and Shrub Insect Control will control trees and shrub-damaging insects, including emerald ash borer, woolly adelgid, and the Asiatic lily beetle. One spring application prevents insect infestation for up to 1 year. Just mix as directed, pour it at the base of the tree or the shrub, it will travel throughout the entire plant, and it will not wash off.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
And but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Before the break, we were talking with Jim in regards to some shade-tolerant type plants that would be a great ground cover for a second home up on the Maine New Hampshire border there. Now, we talked about a few, like I talked about the sweet woodruff. The ajuga were a good couple of them. One of the great things about an ajuga is drought tolerant as well, so you don't have to really worry about it as much, as especially since it's like a second home. You're not there as often as you'd like to be, obviously. Another one is creeping thyme. They have a couple colors. They have shades of pink and purple. Those are great. They're actually good in some traffic areas that they'll handle some of the heavier traffic, but they are, you know, you don't need as much water on them. They're more drought tolerant, like I said, and they do great in the shade. So they're moderate to fast growers. Once they get established, you'll start to see some real growth on them. I've seen creeping thyme mixed in among, like, stepping stones, where it'll just clump around the stepping stone so it makes, like, a nice natural walkway instead of, you know, grass.
Yeah.
And you can just, it takes walking over. There's a product line out there of different ground covers called Steppables.
Yeah.
That you can actually walk over and they'll take some of the traffic. And it's pretty cool that you can actually have them amongst the stepping stones versus just in the, you know, the garden beds. So
for example, the sweet woodruff, the ajuga, creeping thyme, are those plants available here in New England?
Yes, definitely.
They are? Okay.
Yeah, definitely. Okay. The ajuga, I actually have some in my lawn. It's like a wild ajuga that just grows crazy. And I'm in Lowell. Okay. I'm not that far away from the New Hampshire border. You should be able to have that no problem. Ajuga will, once it gets established, will just go crazy. Seen it everywhere. So if you're looking to really just take over, that's a good one. It's low. It's a low ground cover. That sweet woodruff's the same way. When it gets cut a little bit, that's when you start to smell it. It has a nice fragrance to it. So you can take a look at it that way. But those are just a few that you could do that I think would be best for the shade areas. If you're looking, some of the areas closer to the house that you're looking for a little bit more, soil retention, you could go with a couple shrubs. If you're looking ground cover type shrubs, there is a shrub out there called a microbiota. It's kind of like a juniper, but it's not, that prickly type juniper, but it's a low ground cover that will help with some erosion control if you're worried, in the areas where you can kind of put that in some areas. Trying to think. There's a nice shrub called Lakothaway that you can
what
get some
it?
Different. It's called Lakothaway.
How do you spell that?
I'm going to have to. It's L-E-U.
Oh, L-E-U. Okay.
C-O-T.
Yeah.
H-O-E. And that is a really cool one that has some different colors to it. It has a flower to it, but it's not something that everybody, wants the flower from. But they have this one's called like a rainbow Lakothaway that the leaves are green, have white in it, and have some red tinges to it. But it loves the shade. It's clumping and will actually be a nice way to for soil erosion for control in a shady area if you're, some of the areas that you're worried about.
Yeah, so that's a good segue because that was going to be my other question. So not only do I have a flat area, but because a few years ago we moved all these boulders over to a retention wall. It's kind of like a rock wall.
Yep.
So I'm actually looking for some suggestions. So I've tried planting. Obviously, hostas take off like wildfire.
Yep.
Right? So I'm looking for some other. So if that Lakothaway and a microbiota are good for something like that.
Definitely.
And I'm also looking for maybe some plants that might flower in the shade other than hosta.
Yep, you could take a look at Kalmia. Kalmia is a good one that likes the shade. And then there's some hydrangeas out there. Annabelle and Incredible Hydrangea are some good ones for the shade. There's definitely some good ones.
Well, you've given me some great stuff here. You're going to do another break again. So
yeah, sweet. They come quick.
Yeah, I don't want to take up your time. So thank you for these suggestions. I'm going to give them a try this spring and summer.
All right, Jim, let us know how it goes. Good luck.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.